الحمد لله الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to stray, there is none to guide aright. Wabat, a couple of weeks ago, I started to speak about the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how it is important for us as Muslims to connect with him, not only as a prophet, but as a human being. And I said that, we as Muslims, we love him as a prophet, we love him as a human being, and the people who attack him in the media, they don't know him as a prophet, they don't know him as a human being. If you were to share stories about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he touched people on a personal level, on a human level, maybe they would show him some love and they would show him respect. And we'll continue this line of thinking inshallah ta'ala, just to show you just like how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated his family, his wife and children, how he treated his Sahaba, and we will focus on Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu to give some beautiful examples from the life of the Prophet ﷺ, how he dealt with his Sahaba and touched them on a personal level. Two things before we start, inshallah. Number one, as we mentioned last time, الناس يحبون الصالحين ولا يحبون المصلحين. People generally, they like good people who are righteous, but they don't like reformers. So if you pray, you do i'tikaf, people have no problem with you. You're fine, you're okay, they love you. But as soon as you come out and say this is right and this is wrong, you have to do things this way because this is right and this is wrong, now they have a problem with you. The people of Mecca, as we mentioned, they loved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even non-Muslims, the pagans of Mecca, because he was honest, he was sincere, they trusted him with their valuables. Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they didn't trust each other with their valuables. And although they had issues with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they still trusted him with their valuables. They didn't trust each other. But when he came with the message, I'm the prophet, you have to respect women, you have to take care of your family, idol worship is wrong, abusing people is wrong, slaves, are equal to their masters. Now they said, sorry, we have a problem with you. Right? So as I said, people love good people, but they have issues with their reformers. And if you look at the Quran, like Surah Hud, for example, the people of Saleh and the people of Shu'aib, they didn't have a problem with him when he was worshipping and praying, but they had a problem with him when he started to correct them. قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا أَوْ أَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ. They said, Shu'aib, like, what's wrong with you? You used to be a good man. You used to pray. You do your namaz. We loved you. Now you are coming out and you are telling us worshipping stones and idols is wrong. Stealing from each other is wrong. What's wrong with you? You used to be sane, a good person, but what's wrong with you? And Salih, قَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًا قَبْلَ هَذَا. You used to be a good man. Like, we had high hopes for you. We are really disappointed. You're telling us that making sajda to an idol is wrong? What's wrong with you, right? So, people are okay with righteous people, but as soon as they start to reform, now there is an issue. And this is why, if you look, like, internationally, there are different religions, different belief systems, and so on and so forth. People don't care if you worship a roach or a mouse. They don't care. But as soon as you come out and say, well, we have to treat people with dignity, you know, why do you have to burden students with student loans and they have to pay interest on top and they are up to their ears in debt? Make it easy for them. Treat people with dignity. Don't commit dhulm. This is right, this is wrong. Now they have a problem with Islam. Other systems, they are ritualistic in nature. It's based basically on your relationship with God, pray, fast, no problem. But Islam is ritualistic, and it's also a reforming religion. It teaches people how to conduct, how to live their life, husband and wife, how to treat your children, how parents should be treated by the children, how leaders and presidents should run the government, the economic system, the social life. Islam provides solutions. Now there is a problem. But let's assume that Islam was just like anybody else, everybody else. You just pray, you do i'tikaf, khalas. Nope, nobody will have a problem with you. So I wanted to clarify this. Number two, the people you deal with, and once you understand this, this will solve a lot of problems for you. In terms of business relations, husband-wife relations, family, friends, and everything. You know, sometimes you see a lot of frustrations. And the reason I think, wallahu a'lam, is because there are two types of people that you come across or you live with, you study with, you do business with. What I call the B-I and the fly-I. So pay a little bit of attention here. So basically, the people are always whining, they're always complaining, you're not good enough, your cooking skills suck, and so on and so forth. They are complaining about everything. They only see the bad, there's nothing to appreciate about you. They kill your morale. And there are people who always appreciate everything, just like the bee and the fly. So basically, the bee and the fly, they're flying together. And mashallah, they see roses, they see beautiful things, and they see garbage. So the bee only sees the flowers. The fly only sees the garbage, right? So the bee will go to the nectar, the flowers, and the fly will go to the garbage, right? So the people you deal with, there are two types. Some people only see honey, like bees, and some people only see garbage, right? And the Prophet ﷺ had to deal with both. So subhanAllah, the people like who have the bee, like the Sahaba, they didn't need miracles from the Prophet ﷺ to split the moon, to do this and that. As soon as he came out and he said, I'm a prophet, they said, khalas, whatever you say, where do we sign? Like, you're a good man, we believe in you, we don't need nothing, khalas, we're done. But the other people, subhanAllah, miracles after miracles, and no, this is not good enough. Why? Because of this. So people like Ali radiallahu anhu, Khadija radiallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan, Abu Bakr, as soon as the Prophet ﷺ told him, I'm a prophet, khalas, done. But people like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and many others, they asked for the miracle, oh, we want you to split the moon. But I have given you enough signs already. Oh, you are weak, you are miskeen, you can't do it, khalas. Okay, I'm going to split the moon for you. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. Ya ammu, beta, this is magic. The munafiqun, that we see the Sahaba coming, like Bilal radiallahu anhu miskeen, for donations, when the Prophet ﷺ was building the masjid, helping the community, Bilal radiallahu anhu would come with $5. Cheap, this is not good enough. Uthman radiallahu anhu will come with 50,000. They say, show off. Yeah, so this is bad and this is bad. They're not happy with anything, right? Fir'aun, like Musa alayhi salam, had to deal with him. So Musa alayhi salam gave him like tawheed and this and that. He said, okay, if you have a miracle, bring it forth. So the staff and everything. He says, this is magic. Same thing, right? Isa alayhi salam, miracles after miracles. And he used to walk on water. And this is according to Christian traditions. He used to walk on water. So those who didn't believe in him, they said, Ya Ammu, Habibi, the reason why he walks on water is because he doesn't know how to swim. As simple as that. It's not a miracle. He doesn't know how to swim. Khalas. So the B-I and the fly-I. And these people you have to deal with all the time. People who give you heart attacks, you're doing your best, and they only see bad things, right? And subhanAllah, some people, they are satisfied with the least, they are very grateful, they are very generous, and these are the people who the Prophet ﷺ had to deal with. And why? As I said, the believers, the people who believed in him, his life, his sunnah, his example was a miracle by itself. They didn't need the moon to split or the sun to split. They saw him, and his life by itself was mu'jiza. Like all the problems that he had to face, the challenges, and the Prophet ﷺ, you know, all the pain, and he had the smile on his face all the time. مَا رَأَيْنَا أَحَدًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. We never saw anyone who smiled more than the Prophet ﷺ. And he was teaching them. He had no, like, human teacher, no civilization, no microscopes, no telescopes, nothing. And he was teaching them about life, and life after death, this is right, this is wrong. He's teaching them about politics, about economy, about social life, and about. And as I said in one of the khutbahs, every single one of us, whether you can't read or write, or whether you have a PhD from UTM, we all learn from Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether you're a doctor, engineer, we all learn from him. Although he didn't go to school, he doesn't have formal education. فَكَانَ أُسْتَاذ الْمُعَلِّمِينَ. He is the teacher of the teachers. He is the teacher of everyone. Everyone is learning from him, no matter what your level or degree you have. So his life by itself was mu'jiza, was a miracle. Now, we know that Muhammad had tens of thousands of sahaba. Tens of thousands. According to the books of Sirah, the number of people who attended Hajjatul Wada' when he gave the Khutbatul Wada', when he gave the speech, when he did Hajj, the people who were sitting in front of him, the number was 124,000. 124,000. Which, interestingly, is equal to the number of prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent from Adam to Muhammad, which is based on a hadith. Allah sent 124,000 prophets. Anyway, and this is the number of people who were able to join him. There were so many people who couldn't make it. They are young, they are old, they didn't have the means, they couldn't do it. 124,000. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, many of them, they had very strong relations with him, they dealt with him on a daily basis, and some of them, they just met him once. But even those who were very close to him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent time with them, he connected them on a personal level, as we mentioned last time. So you see, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking to people, asking them about their families, if there is any way he can help, visiting them, and so on and so forth. And therefore, if you have issues with someone, or if you want to build a better relationship with someone, don't send them an email, just take them out for biryani. Buy them coffee. Go out and just talk to them face to face. Forget about WhatsApp and emails. Just pretend it's 1985. No wireless internet. Just talk to people and connect with them on a personal level, and wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors. So one of the people that, like, it's very impressive how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with the Sahaba. Just one example, Jabir ibn Abdullah. Although there were thousands of Sahaba around him, and he was dealing with them every day, just one example to show you. So Jabir ibn Abdullah, for example, his father, Abdullah, died in Uhud defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When everyone left, they came to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Jabir stood up to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Jabir loved his father, and he was sad that his father died. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, like, he was not happy, he was sad, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Jabir," the hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi and Muslim, Imam Ahmad, "Atadri ma fa'ala Allahu bi abik?" Do you know what Allah did to your father when he died shaheed? He said, "Allah wa rasuluhu," Allah and his prophet, they know better. He said, "Ya Jabir, in Allah ta'ala ma kallama ahadan illa min wara'i hijab, wa inna Allah ta'ala qad kallama abaka kifahan." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never spoke to anyone, shaheed or not shaheed, he never spoke to anyone except from behind a barrier, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an exception for your father, and he lifted the barrier to talk to him directly, face to face. So Jabir started to laugh, and he said, "What a great honor." He was so moved, and he was so touched. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was returning to Medina. The hadith is authentic, Bukhari and Muslim. And Jabir radiallahu anhu, he had a camel, and the camel was very slow. It was dying in the back, and everyone was in the front. And the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did things as a leader, he was not in the front, he was at the very back to take care of those who lagged behind and the weak. So he stayed behind, and he came across Jabir, and his camel was basically dying. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "What is wrong?" And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, inna jamali alil, my camel is just dying, he's worn out." So the Prophet ﷺ wiped over the head of the camel, and he made dua for him. So basically, in this hadith in Bukhari Muslim, the camel stood up and it started to run, and the camel was ahead of the caravan. And the Prophet ﷺ was happy, he was smiling. And he said, "Ya Jabir, what happened to your camel?" And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, asabathu barakatuk. My camel has been touched by your barakah." So the Prophet ﷺ, he knew that when his father passed away, the father of Jabir passed away, he left many daughters, and he left a big debt. He owed people money, he owed them food, dates and stuff.
So the Prophet ﷺ wanted to help Jabir pay the debt of his father without hurting his feelings. So he said, "Atabi'ani, would you like to sell me your camel? And Jabir, in the back of his head, this is the only camel we have, will be lost if I sell this camel. So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, can I give it to you as a gift?" And the Prophet ﷺ basically wanted to help him pay the debt. He didn't want to buy the camel, but he didn't want to hurt his feeling by giving him zakat. So he said, "Okay, I'm going to buy it, and I will let you use it till you reach Medina." Okay, deal. They reach Medina, and the Prophet ﷺ, Jabir is coming to the masjid to get his money from the Prophet ﷺ, or his gold. And Jabir came across his uncle, Khalid, right? So basically, his uncle said, "Okay, where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going to the masjid. I sold the camel to the Prophet ﷺ." And his uncle freaked out in this narration in Bukhari and Muslim. And he said, like, "Aapke saath koi mushkil hai? This is the only camel we have. We are lost. What are you doing here?" So he said, "You know, I was embarrassed. Like, I have to give it to the Prophet ﷺ. I gave him my word." So he went to the masjid, and the Prophet ﷺ said, "Jazakallah for bringing the camel, tie it outside." And he told Bilal, "The camel is worth 5 pieces of gold." So the Prophet ﷺ told him, "Give him the 5 pieces, give him 3 extra." And Jabir was about to leave, and the Prophet ﷺ said, "You got your money, the 5 plus the 3, and the camel is a gift for you." So Jabir was so moved, and he was so touched. Now he has the camel, and he has the gold to pay the debt of his father. And this is particularly important for us. We can relate to this story, because some people come to me around Ramadan time, like, "You know, I want to give zakat to my brother or my sister, or my uncle or my aunt." You call it aunt, but aunt is the insect. Aunt is your, you know, so it's a different word. So basically, they say, "Can I tell them that this is my zakat?" Dude, believe me, if you give anyone zakat, including your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, and you tell them this is zakah, believe me, you would be hurting their feelings. Don't say zakah. Tell them hadiyah, ikram. Everybody will love it. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't tell him this is zakah. He told him hadiyah. And he was so happy. So you need to do the same thing. And by the way, there are 3 types of people you cannot give zakah to. Your parents, your children, your wife. You have to provide for them even if you are poor. But you can give zakah to your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, and you will get 2 rewards. One for zakah and one for silat al-rahim. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh. Arsalahu rabbuhu rahmatan lil alameen. So again, it's always good to have this BI and see the positive things around you, the full half of the cup, not the empty half of the cup. This will help you appreciate things. And even about husband and wife relationship, the Prophet ﷺ says, "La yafriku mu'minun mu'minatan in 'aba minha khuluqan radiya minha akhar." No husband or wife should hate, like if you hate one thing about your partner, your spouse, there are so many things that you can appreciate about them. So you have to be fair and you have to be positive the way you see things. And I know the snow, and a lot of us have been miserable the last week because of the lot of shoveling and the cold weather. It is so nasty, I know. And subhanAllah, just this morning I saw this video coming out of Pakistan, Brother Irfan. And you probably saw his video on YouTube, and mashallah, he's going to combat polio in Pakistan with thousands of others. And subhanAllah, the snow is that high. And he's walking, like there is no machine shoveling the snow. He was walking in the snow. And I said, subhanAllah, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is something positive right there. So the last thing I'll mention about this story, there are so many examples. You can actually put the Prophet's interactions with Jabir ibn Abdullah in a whole book. I just gave you like a flavor. The last example, not only the Prophet ﷺ gave him the gift to pay the debt, he still checked on him. And he said a little bit later, "Did you pay your debt?" And he said, "I paid most of it. But my dad owed a lot of debts to people, Muslims and Jews and stuff, and we need to pay them back." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "When you collect the debt from your trees, come to me. Don't pay the people, just come to me first." So Jabir radiallahu anhu collected the dates, he put them on a sack, and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, we collected the dates, we don't have many, I don't think we'll be able to pay everyone. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, let's go. Chalo, let's go. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, he made dua, and he started to pay people their dates, and everyone got their dates, and Jabir said, Wallahi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave everyone, and after they left, all the dates were left, just like before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. Like every time he gave them, the dates in the sack, they were refilled again. Like, this is like mu'jiza for him, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the point is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reaching out to people, and he was making their life easy. And this is particularly important for us, because quite frankly, as I mentioned in khutbahs a few months ago, we have no one here but each other. Most of us, you left your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters back home. So you basically have no one here except the people who are sitting to your right, your left, in front of you, and in the back of you. So we need to care of each other and reach out to each other. And as the Prophet ﷺ said, you touch people on a personal level. Is everything okay with you? You have been looking for a job. Is there anything I can help you? Your car broke down. Can I drive you somewhere? And so on and so forth. You're looking for a house. Can I help you? Like, this is the attitude that we need to take to do with one another, just to touch people on a personal level and a human level, as the Prophet said. And this is the best way to make an impact on people, as we mentioned in the stories of the Prophet. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come, and give us sincerity in everything we say and do. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة